Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up this hour, a little financial talk, and how about travel? Some travel secrets from our pal Russell Hannon, the Canadian who knows how to make the most out of getting a situation just a little bit better. You know, when you have to pay for bags, how infuriating that is, right? At first, it's no big deal, but then I started to think about, well, at first it was a big deal, but when I would look around, I start to see these families and think, wow, what if you had five kids? And you've got to have a couple suitcases. There's no way around that. How much is that adding on to your travel the both ways? Now, whenever, and I'm sure some of you know this, here I am going off on a tangent right as we start this hour. But when you go to book travel, if you do it on your own, now when you go to book travel, they'll send you to a different place. It'll say, well, do you want a seat upgrade? And that's another $50. And do you want your bags? And we'll give you $10 off the bags if you do this. It's like, wow, I feel like I'm in Spain and I've got cloth and we're negotiating for how much I'm going to pay for the pretty lace. How much? Quanta cuesta. It's crazy, isn't it? Hey, speaking of paying, and this is another sidebar, but since I brought up money, and by the way, we'll do We Can Count at the tail end of the show. I just read a story today about a woman who's paying $164,000 a year to live on a luxury cruise ship. Boy, does she know about the norovirus? Does she know about that? Does she know about the people that accidentally fall off ships? I guess this Florida widow took her daughter's advice. She sold her five-bedroom home and became a permanent luxury cruise ship resident after her husband died. Her name's Mama Lee, and that's what they call her. She's on the 11-year-old Crystal Serenity, and she's been living on the boat longer than most of its 655 crew members, nearly 7 years. And she says her husband introduced her to cruising, and she really liked it. And she said during their 50-year marriage, they did 89 cruises. So she's been like on 100 cruises around the world. It sounds like she's having a good time. So the virus and the crazy things that have happened on some of these boats, she's not worried about it. It hasn't happened to her. State of the Union address Tuesday will, I'm sure, be interesting and will include a few things that we'll want to watch as the president speaks. But we know who some of the guests are. And some of the guests include Alan Gross, a U.S. aid subcontractor who spent 5 years behind bars in Cuba. Remember, he was released late last year after the shift in our policy toward Cuba, so he's going to be there. There's also a 13-year-old Malik Bryan from Chicago who wrote a letter to Santa over the holidays requesting that all I ask is for safety. I just want to be safe. A nonprofit in Chicago was so touched by the letter they passed on to the White House. The president wrote back, security is a priority for me in everything I do as president, so she's going to be there. There are also a few other people, like Scott Kelly, the twin brother of retired astronaut Mark Kelly, who happens to be the husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and he'll be the first American astronaut to live aboard the International Space Station for a full year. A full year he's going to be there. So I'm sure he'll be mentioned as he'll be part of the crowd, and of course there'll be several other people there as well. They usually pick at least a dozen or so, sometimes more, depending on who's going to be pointed out for what, or just to even be there in the crowd. Not every person is pointed out that gets invited to it. So one of the things I'm sure is going to be heavy out of this State of the Union is going to be middle-class economics. We know this because already some of these bullet points have been circulated. The president's going to focus on ways to improve wage stagnation, you know, people who are not making enough money and it never seems to go up, they don't get raises, etc. And, you know, already there is this push to tax capital gains, so there's a big blowback on that. Tax increases will be one of the central themes. Cybersecurity, because of the Sony hack, CENTCOM, a couple of other things that have happened. This is probably one area where Republicans and Democrats are going to find common ground. I don't think you're going to see snarly tooth looks from the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell or House Speaker John Boehner over cybersecurity and doing more in that area. Very, very doubtful. I'm sure they'll totally agree with him. Internet access, and this is an interesting one. That's the net neutrality thing. Expanding broadband in cities across the nation, new loans to help rural communities, eliminate some of those barriers in rural areas. Boy, you can have it. It can be pretty brutal. Education, this will be a tipping point. There's been a call to make 2 years of community college free, so the average student would save about $3,800 a year, and that would probably, the numbers are loose, but the numbers are around $9 million or so. So how about that? And of course, the war on terror. I'm sure there's going to be a renewed call for Congress to update the authorization for use of military force to address the new threats raised by the Islamic State and whatever else that comes down the pike. I cannot imagine that in any way there's going to be a problem with that. Very, very doubtful. Coming up on America Tonight, after the State of the Union, we'll have post-State of the Union on Wednesday, talking to some Congress people and senators about, you know, what took place in the State of the Union, and actually issues facing us in this country, from immigration, the Cuba thing, to a slew of others, including the taxes, etc., and where we are in unemployment. So that'll be interesting. And plus, in our next show, Jim DeFelice joins us. He was one of the authors of American Sniper. He hung out and sat down and got Chris Kyle's story together for him, helped him with that, and I'm sure he's got some interesting things to say. And that American Sniper has been in the news a lot lately, which is interesting. The movie has made well over $100 million, and there's been some criticism of the movie, specifically Michael Moore talking about snipers being cowards, and what he was really, I guess, referring to the movie. But I think part of the reason for that is, and he clarified that probably after the tweet, I don't know, but his uncle was killed by sniper fire, and I would say exactly, Michael Moore, this is why you have to have a good sniper watching your back, because there's snipers all around you from the other side. Because I don't understand how Chris Kyle, to be honest, would be a controversial figure from any ideology point of view. That doesn't make any sense. He tweeted out, "My uncle killed by snipers in World War II. We were taught snipers are cowards. We'll shoot you in the back. Snipers aren't heroes. And invaders are worse." So there you are. And there was a lot of blowback. A lot of people sent tweets back that weren't so nice. Let's put it that way. But specifically about Chris Kyle, I don't understand that, like I said. And it'll be interesting to talk to Jim DeFelice. So hang with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I love you, see me just like you. I love you, see me just like you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know how I am. I'm always talking about the markets. I say it's like standing at the craps table because I used to live in Vegas. But I schooled myself in what was happening with the markets because this is definitely, one of the things that you need to have in your portfolio. So it's silly to just dismiss it as, oh, I don't want to be in the market. I can't be in the market and all that other sort of nonsense. Because seriously, this is your future. This is where you can really make up some dough. Merlin Rothfeld is with us. He's a master instructor at Online Trading Academy, and he has some thoughts, I'm sure, as well on this. This is why we're having him on. It's perfect, because we can talk about what are you looking for in your future, and what are the things you need to do to be financially savvy. Hey, Merlin, thanks for hanging with us.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
So you know this. We've already seen this at the beginning of the year with the markets. You heard what I said about being at the craps table, but I think you can't ignore the markets. Do you agree with that?
100%. I hate putting the analogy of financial investing in the same category as gambling. Obviously, craps, blackjack, all that stuff is a game of chance. What I deal with is a game of probability, and it's really about knowing the odds and putting the odds in your favor. You mentioned something pretty interesting. You said that you need it in your portfolio. I think it goes much further than that. Every single person that's listening to the show right now, it should be a wake-up call. The statistics out there by retirement agencies and all these different people who do studies show that the average person in retirement has $10,000. The average American has $10,000 saved for retirement. Now, I don't know about you, but $10,000 is not going to last me 1 year into my retirement. It's the first couple months. So, you know, we need to all be extremely proactive and say, all right, I need to take control of my financial future. And there's several different things we can do there with regards to understanding how exactly to take control. I'll just throw the first shot across the bow, which is if you think your financial advisor or your professional investment advisor is doing it for you properly, then you need to put down the pipe because you're smoking something that is completely wrong. You are being trained by the industry to do something the wrong way. And, you know, if you're taught how to do something the wrong way, you'll always just give money away to the system. That's exactly what they want. So let's go through a couple things here. First one, in this market time, we are at all-time highs, historic highs on just about every market out there. This lures people in. So don't believe the hype. There's this hope that these markets are going to continue up. And if you bought in 2009, so many people out there are saying, I'm up over 200% of my portfolio. I'm an amazing investor. No, it's blind luck, okay? You got really lucky, and you're probably just back to profitability from where your account was in 2007. So you've been holding your account for years, and you really haven't made anything. That flies in the face of proactive investing. In Online Trading Academy, we teach how these markets really work, how to time the markets and get a greater rate of return. I think more importantly, managing your risk in all situations. So that's really step number one is don't believe the hype. Do not listen to major news, major financial stuff, because they're teaching you the wrong way. Have you been investing for a while, Kate?
Yes. I mean, it's funny listening to you talk about that. Hershey, Johnson & Johnson, a couple of my big blue chippers, but you're absolutely right about the, well, yeah, of course, I'm up over the sky's the limit, but then you ask them how long they've held on to it.
Yeah. And, you know, the other part to it is if you listen to what's on mainstream media, so, you know, and I've been on CNBC, it was one of my crowning moments of my young trading career was to be on CNBC in 2007, and even better was being kicked off of CNBC in 2008 for saying in January that if we break 1260 on the S&P 500, I said, quote, break out the bulldozers, we're going to go down in a big way. And it went from 1260 to 666 on the S&Ps, which is
wow.
A pretty darn good call in my book.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, most people aren't telling you to sell what you own or to make short trades, meaning capitalize on downside moves in the market. Right now is a time where we have such increased volatility that we really need to think creatively of how we're going to approach it. If you're jumping into these markets now thinking you're going to make a lot of money right now, you might, but I'll tell you this. Right around the corner, we are facing some significant downside moves in the market because a lot of what we've seen push this market up from 2009 to 2015 has been artificial. It's been fake money that the Fed has pushed in. It's a lot of hype, and eventually that's going to come crashing back down.
So tell me about what you do. You're trying to tell people you need to get educated yourself. Don't just go to somebody, say, what do I do, and trust that that's going to be your eureka moment.
Absolutely, yeah. There is no, I feel like there's no such thing as the eureka moment when you're dealing with a financial planner. If you go to a financial planner's office or a financial advisor, look, you're going to go to that parking lot, and it's going to be full of Bentleys, Porsches, Ferraris,
you
know, all these really nice cars. Hint, hint, they're not yours. They're the people that are giving you the financial advice. And how are they getting paid? They're getting paid commissions off the top, whether it's 2%, 3%, plus all these crazy fees. We have no interest in managing or doing anything with your money. It's basically saying, we have the skill set and the education. We have a patented system at Online Trading Academy, which is a really specific rule-based approach to how to invest in the market. It's about empowerment. It's about taking control of your own money and making sure that you do things the proper way. If we get caught up in the hype, if we get caught up in this, market's at all-time highs, I've got to buy something, or I'm going to jump on the Facebook IPO or this IPO or that IPO or this pundit's recommendations, you're generally buying after the real move. So if you think about the way that things work, markets don't move because Jim Cramer's out there on CNBC saying, buy, buy, buy. They actually do move, but that's stupid people buying a recommendation, and then all of a sudden it comes crashing back down. What we do is look at what really drives price, and it's not just stocks. It's things like, you know, baseball cards or cars or homes or anything that's tangible and can be bought is driven by one or actually two fundamental pieces, supply and demand.
Yeah.
And within the financial markets, you can look at a chart. You can look at price behavior and understanding where institutions and commercial traders are buying. Because who's going to move the market, Kate? It's not you. It's not me. We're small fish in the grand scheme of things. It's your Goldman Sachs, your Merrill Lynch's. We need to start thinking like these guys do. They're buying, and nobody else wants to. They're creating the opportunities for us. But realistically, we don't want to listen to what they're saying. Meaning, if they're telling us to buy oil right now, I don't want to buy oil. Because why would they tell you to buy it? They're trying to sell it to you.
Yeah, exactly. So that they can make the profit on it. It's funny because, you know, you can look across the board. Natural gas falls into that category, certainly. And there's a foreign currencies also, too. That's another thing that people get whipped into. You talk about ETFs over mutual funds. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about a sucker bet. I mean, there's so many stupid things that people can do, and one thing that we've kind of been forced into as Americans is mutual funds. And mutual funds, in principle, is a fantastic idea. For those who don't know what a mutual fund is, it's generally a basket of securities. So you will buy, let's say, in your 401k, a mutual fund that represents large-cap stocks. So they'll go across the board, and they'll buy, you know, your blue chips, your Microsoft, your Intels, your Dells, and these big financial firms, and ConocoPhillips, Goldman Sachs. They'll buy the big, stable companies, and that makes a lot of sense because you're diversifying within one fund. However, within mutual funds, there are so many fees associated with it, it'll make your head spin. You've got a 12B1 fee, which is generally a sales and marketing fee, which is about 1%, maybe 1.5%. You also have a plan administration fee, which can run 2-3%. You also have load fees, which is the privilege of buying this managed mutual fund. So all of a sudden, you can be racking up 6-8% fees. Now, if anybody knows the power of compounding interest, you'll understand that 1% can be a lot. But you start looking at 8% fees, it's ridiculous how much. I mean, it could literally take away millions of dollars worth of profit if you're looking at a long-term time horizon like 20 years or 30 years. So an exchange-traded fund, an ETF, is very similar to a mutual fund, but it's not managed by a team of monkeys that are going to suck your account dry with fees. It's usually a benchmark index. For example, one that I like to trade is called the SPY. It is a basket of securities that represents the same securities that are in the Standard & Poor's 500 index with 500 stocks in one share. But the fees associated with SPY are about 0.25% versus, you know, 3%, 4%, or 5% for a mutual fund. Now, I don't know about you, but if I can save 3% on anything that I do, whether I'm buying a can of Coca-Cola, buying a car, a home, or buying a stock, I'm going to save 3% every single time.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's crazy. So what's the deal? So if people can go to the online academy and get educated on things that we don't know?
Yeah, actually, at Online Trading Academy, we do a lot of different courses. We have the largest network of physical brick-and-mortar schools in the world. We've got 36 offices around the world, so if they want to know a location near them, they can go to tradingacademy.com. It's www.tradingacademy.com. You can type in your zip code there, and we'll show you the centers nearest you. But we pride ourselves on hands-on approach. I mean, we have every classroom has physical computers. You'll be trading live in real market action, real money, real accounts. We pay for the commissions on it because we want you to get some skin in the game. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that I've talked to that say they learn how to trade and invest by reading a book. Well, it's kind of like learning how to drive a car by reading a book. how do you feather a clutch? You know, what does that mean? So we're really kind of a hands-on, physical action type of classroom environment, and all of our instructors are actively trading in the financial markets, and we offer some pretty unique things. Our students are offered the potential to retake classes as many times as they want once they've taken their class. So we believe that repetition is good. Retaking these courses really does instill the confidence and tools necessary for people to do it themselves.
I love it. All right, get educated. Time to get educated. Merlin Rothfeld, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right?
Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
And you're listening to America Tonight. Are you dreaming about going anywhere? Taking a trip to, I don't know, Mexico, Honduras, England, Spain? How about just across the northern border to Canada? Maybe some place that you haven't thought about in a long time, one of the cool spots in the United States. Maybe you want to see one of the great monuments. Don't a lot of us have wanderlust? I think I was born with wanderlust. So excited about our next guest who's in our virtual green room, Russell Hannon, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. You can check him out there. And he is the ultimate guy to speak to at a party. He's probably the most popular because he knows how to wheel and deal and do that breaking the travel barrier thing. So that's a perfect website. And this publication is his big publication that's come out, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. So a big year for Russell, needless to say. Hey, Russell, how are you?
Wonderful, Kate. Thank you for having me tonight.
So we met in New York, and I have to ask you this question. How did you jump into this? Did you start finding all these cool ways to beat the system and save money, and you thought, man, I'm doing this for a living?
Well, you know what? Going back a number of years ago, is I felt I couldn't afford to travel. I really wanted to, and I felt travel was just expensive. And I would spend months at a time saving up for a trip. Then I'd actually go and I'd come back and spend more months paying off the balance. And I'd come back with the big credit card bills. And I'll never forget, I had a $2,100 cell phone bill after a trip, my first international trip abroad. And I made the mistake of just thinking that travel was inherently expensive. So, ironically, ironically, in my day job, I worked as a lean management professional, and my job was to basically find ways to get more using less. And I said, there's got to be a way I can apply this for travel, using less money, essentially. And so I looked for ways to leverage a lot of the great tips that we do get from traditional travel literature, and I looked for ways to leverage them together to really multiply my savings. And I spent years doing this. So basically, I've just got a collection of ways that you can travel economically.
So what's the best place that you've ever been to, that you got the best deal, your favorite place that you were, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, in terms of best deals, I have pulled off just about a dozen free trips over the last 7 to 8 years. And a lot of them, I've done them in different ways. And there's ways that business travelers can pull off free trips, students travelers, very different things that can be done. And by prioritizing places where you know people that you can stay with, looking at all alternative accommodations with through travel hospitality, home swapping, those sorts of things. In reality, there's thousands of people who can travel free every day, and there's no reason why on some of those days that you or I can't be one of them.
All right, so give us some tips. What are a couple of tips that people don't know about that they could probably use to their advantage?
Okay, well, a few little things. Let's say with booking flights, for example, something mm-hmm. that a lot of people don't know is that if you run a search for a flight on a Mac computer, Mac computers have at times returned slightly higher fares than identical searches run on Windows computers. So we're not talking big money here, but small variances. And the theory behind this is when you do a search, actually, websites can see what sort of computer you're using. And there's a theory that people with Apple computers may have more disposable income, which is a total overgeneralization. but the next thing is there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few websites that return better prices more often on average than others. The three that I recommend, one of them is hipmunk.com, that's chipmunk without the C, skyscanner.com, and kayak.com. And when we look at how we can leverage those things is once you found the best fare, a lot of websites actually have best price guarantees. So you can go to those websites that will not only match the best price, but they'll also offer you a credit that you can use on a future flight with them. For example, Delta, JetBlue, United, and Alaska Airlines will all match a best price and give you a $100 credit that you can use for a future flight.
Wow. So hipmunk.com.
Yes, right. That's the first website that I always go to when I'm booking a flight. And, you know, I'm going down to Houston next week, and this is a business trip. My boss had booked a flight down there from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and he paid about $1,600. And then I went and booked one for about $577 return. And even better, I'm connecting through Phoenix, so I'm going to go to Phoenix for the weekend, and I don't have to pay any extra for that. So when I am in Phoenix, I just pay for that part on my own dime. And then I just continue on to Houston afterward.
Yeah, so we know booking is important, the flights and all that. What are some of the biggest mistakes that most travelers step into, they make, that cost them money?
Well, you know, ironically, the biggest mistake a lot of travelers make is really the first decision that we make in planning our trip. And often it's where we decide to go and when. So we want to go to the same places as everyone else at the exact same times. And quite often we're selfish and we want to travel where we want, when we want. But by being flexible, like I have people that come to me and they say, Russ, you know, I'm going to Italy or I'm going to Cancun next month. How can I save money? And they've already decided the dates and they've already booked the flight. And I say, well, sure, there's things we can do to help, but we could do so much more if you were to really open up your options. So what I help people do is I help people just make their bucket list of all the places they want to go to. And there is no one place on earth that you have to see so badly for a vacation that no other will do. So once you've got your list of all your dream travel plan, essentially, is you prioritize the one that's cheapest to visit today. So that's the places where you have someone to stay with or you can get there more economically. And by doing that, by always going to your bucket list destination that's least expensive visit today, you're traveling this year and your next trip significantly cheaper than you would be otherwise if you weren't as intentional with your planning.
All right, so that's a good idea. Put everything down and then work around that and figure out when's the best time to be there and all that kind of thing when you don't have to pay twice as much, which that's true. It depends on when you go. How about when you you know, when you go to hotels and they try to charge you for the internet, this is a big scam, I think, because there's other hotels that you go to and you don't get charged for the internet, but then there's others that want to charge you 10, 20, 35, whatever it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, when I read the newspaper now, I can sense that travelers are just livid with we're just getting overwhelmed and bombarded with surcharges and fees everywhere, and with hotels specifically, a lot of people are deciding they're choosing their hotels based on ones that will offer internet included with the room. Now, with that, there are some chains. Myself, I stick with chains that automatically offer free Wi-Fi. Holiday Inn, for example, effective February 1st, the Hyatt is going to waive all internet charges, and it'll be complimentary. And now, there's also some hotels, they only offer the free internet to their rewards members, and sometimes to the gold level members. So, for example, Marriott, Starwood, and Hilton, if you're enrolled in their programs and you do have a priority status, then you will get free internet as well. Now, the next thing that's happening is some of them are offering free internet, but it's the slow version, and you have to pay for a quicker connection. But you know, what I recommend is, until everyone starts doing this, this can quite often work. When you're checking out, just mention, I had some real important work to do, and then my connection was sporadic, it was cutting off, it wasn't consistent, it was slow. Quite often they'll waive the fee if you do that, until the day comes that everybody starts doing that.
I like it. How about the bag fees? You roll up and you got to pay $50. You got to pay however much if you have kids with you, other family members. Is there a way to dance around that?
There are four ways to dance around that. And so you can pick the one that's best for you. Something that I love that not many people know about is you can get a luggage jacket from jacktogo.com. And this is actually a bag that you can actually put, instead of using a suitcase, you put everything in this luggage jacket. And when you get to the airport, actually, you unfold it, and it unravels into a, looks like a trench coat for men, and there's a version for women. It's actually a big poofy dress, but it's actually your suitcase. So you can actually just walk onto the plane, you put it on as your jacket or as your dress, and then for women, you put it over your clothes, and then you take it off and you get on the plane, ravel it back up as a bag. Now, once you get to the plane, actually, if it is a bit too big, usually they'll just take it and they'll actually just check it in for you, or they'll put it on the plane. And once you're actually there, you're not going to get charged the fee. So Jack2Go is one of those fascinating things that not many people have seen. But you go to the website, and you can actually see a video. I think it's quite hilarious. You see the guy put it on and walk through the airport. Now, some people don't want to do that. So if that's the case, there are a number of credit cards that do come with a free checked bag benefit. For example, a number of the Chase credit cards and American Express cards offer those. So you have to book. Quite often, everybody's booking their flights online anyway. So if you're doing that and you've got a credit card that has a free checked bag benefit, you can get around it. Third, there's a website, kayak.com, actually has a list of all the airlines that do charge checked bag fees and those that don't. So you can look for, there are still some airlines that don't charge checked bag fees.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Also, we have a couple of minutes left, but I know you like the same things I like, those cool pools and the skyline views. Are there good places? I mean, there's awesome places to go that you can get that, but usually it costs a fortune. Where can I go where I can get that?
Well, a few things. I just got back from the Philippines recently, and I was amazed to see that it had everything that the Caribbean had, and literally it was about 75 to 80% less expensive. I was on the island of Boracay. Of course, you have to get there, but using my little system on how to beat the best online fare, I was able to fly there for about $850, and this luxury hotel for about $48 a night U.S., which would be five times more in the Caribbean, $12 a night for meals, for kebabs and alcohol. I also recommend right now, off-season or winter right now, Europe is very inexpensive. Euro is low, so consider going there. And actually, British Airways has a Chase credit card for people who sign up to it. They offer 50,000 avios just for signing up. And that's for a return trip to Europe. So just fly there and back.
Russell, sounds great. All that information. We're up against it. I want to go now. Thank you. Stop dreaming. Start traveling. Russell Hannon, we appreciate it. Hang with us, everybody.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Can you imagine having $100 million to spend on an apartment? That's what happened. Talk about keeping up with the Joneses. The buyer, who has not been identified or won't have his identity revealed, I guess the better way to put that, dished out $100 million for a two-level duplex penthouse in Skyscraper 157 Midtown Manhattan. It's the highest price paid for a residence in New York City, period. Period. It spans the 89th and 90th floors and has breathtaking views of Central Park. But $100 million? Wow. That is absolutely crazy, crazy money. That's when you have silly money. Yeah, sure, $100 million, no problem. For this apartment, and then what are you paying to keep that apartment up? That's what I want to know, right? But they're not worried about that for sure. And they're saying, period, ever, New York City. So there's not even any competition in that department. How about that? I think that truly says, that speaks volumes for the person who decided they were going to pick it up. And they didn't want their identity to be known. And, of course, they're going to keep that identity quiet. Here's another number for you. A man dies. This is a sad story. In a 1,000-foot fall from an Alaska mountain. You know, you hear of people falling from mountains. You even hear of people falling into volcanoes. But state troopers in Alaska say this was an Oregon guy, and he was climbing Mount Eucala. And he was apparently an experienced climber. He was climbing with a friend when he fell. And, you know, the friend tried to grab him, couldn't do anything about it. A helicopter was used to recover his body, and then the body was taken to the state medical examiner's office. Of course, no foul play is expected. It seemed just a sad story, another person that falls from a mountain who had experience climbing, but something happened, and he slipped. But I give it to the people that even do that and have seem to have no worries or fears or apprehensions of that. And this year, I guess really last year, there were a lot of those kind of freak accidents. And then there were odd accidents with people taking photos and stuff where they leaned over too far or, you know, whatever. Moving along to another number, a woman who worked with Ebola patients in Sierra Leone was taken off a United Airlines flight by cops in a hazmat suit Monday and was being monitored for the Ebola virus at a New Jersey hospital. The Bergen Record reported that Port Authority police boarded Flight 45 at Newark Airport shortly after it came in from Brussels. They said the unidentified woman was removed, taken to an ambulance, waiting on the tarmac, and taken to Hackensack University Medical Center. They say that the woman had exhibited a high fever and had vomited on the flight. All 248 passengers and 14 crew members were given health forms to fill out and were told that authorities wanted to make sure they'd get in touch with them over the next 3 weeks because 21 days is the maximum typical incubation period for the Ebola virus. A hospital spokesperson says the woman did not have a fever when she arrived. The hospital's emergency services doctor is saying she's being held overnight because they're being very, very precautious, but they just to make sure, but they don't feel as though she is going to develop Ebola, just that she had a mild fever and threw up. But those are pure signs of Ebola, so that's smart of them to find out about that, to get there and take care of what they had to take care of, I would say. There's a study that is talking about bolstering the New York fracking ban that has been developed by some anti-fracking activists. Fracking now has become our latest kind of tug of war, political tug of war. Either you're anti-fracking, you're for fracking, oh, what could be in my neighborhood? Oh, but what is this going to do to my house? Is there earthquakes as a result of fracking? And New York State decided they were just ban fracking. So it's pretty controversial. And in part, they decided that because of this research written and which was peer-reviewed by scientists with ties to the anti-fracking movement. Ooh, that would make some criticism, I'm sure, come out of the woodwork from lots of different mouths. Governor Cuomo's administration made New York the second state after Vermont to ban oil and gas extraction through hydraulic fracking. At the time of the announcement, the acting health commissioner, Howard Zucker, cited a study published in Environmental Health in October 2014 that warned about concentrations of volatile compound near the drilling sites. He noted the paper, which he included in the paper, a presentation which showed elevated levels of 8 different chemicals in air samples. He said despite some weaknesses in the report, the issue deserves further study. So here's the thing. Now they're saying this guy was an anti-fracking guy, so it wasn't as though, oh, here's exactly what I found out, and here are some peers, and here's what they're saying. And that's made some people absolutely furious to learn of his predisposition, let's put it that way. The fact that he was part of an anti-fracking gang. But only the second state, New York, so Vermont and New York, both are a no-go on fracking anyway. I think this is great. Martin Luther King Day just came and went, and some black business leaders raised over $2 million so students could see the movie Selma for free. And, you know, good for them, because it was, it was to honor Martin Luther King and their students who have learned about Dr. King but don't know much, and actually going and living and seeing the movie could make quite a difference, I'm sure, in some of those lives. So how many students got to go and see it? 27,000 middle school and high school freshman students in New York City got to see the film for free at theaters starting on January 8th. 7th, 8th, and 9th grade students had to show a school ID or a report card to get a free ticket. And they say the reaction was pretty incredible. The New York City theaters sold out quickly in the first weekend, and the fund continued to grow, and they expanded it to 75,000 tickets for New York students. Then Paramount and executive sponsors started to think bigger, and they raised more money, so they've distributed at least 285,000 free tickets in 24 cities from Nashville to San Francisco, because they wanted to make sure that anyone who wanted to go see it had a chance to go and see it and didn't have to worry about not being able to pay. So how about that? Pretty cool. That's a pretty exciting number for We Can Count. And that's where we end We Can Count. A couple things coming up, obviously. On Tuesday, the president's delivering the State of the Union address. And, obviously you'll see in the background John Boehner, and you'll see Mitch McConnell. Be interesting. And then how about this? I love this. Joni Ernst gets to do the Republican address to the nation. So she'll speak as well after that. You'll get to see that. Then also, earlier in the day, the House is actually going to discuss the Charlie Hebdo attack. So they're going to meet and they're going to discuss a bill condemning the recent attacks and offer condolences to the people in Paris. The trial for the theater shooter, remember Aurora, Colorado? It seems so long ago, doesn't it? But it wasn't that long ago. James Holmes, charged with 142 criminal counts, including 24 counts of murder, 116 counts of attempted murder, for the 12 people killed and the 58 injured during a shooting at a screening of Dark Knight Rises. That happened on July 20th, 2012. So his trial starts. How about that? Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.